Welcome to Coffee Break with the Dancing Housewife. I'm your host, Antoinette Detok. Whether you're a competitive ballroom dancer, a social dancer, or someone simply wanting to learn more about the fascinating world of ballroom dance, this podcast is for you. So grab yourself a cup of joe and join me for episode 15, Hints and Hacks from the Housewife. I am the undisputed laundry queen in my household, maybe in the entire world. There is no stain I cannot conquer, literally. I recently got permanent marker out of a white sweatshirt for one of the gymnasts I coach. She was noticeably upset about something after practice, so I asked her what was wrong, and she showed me her soiled sweatshirt. "Let me take it home and wash it for you," I said. "I'm a whiz at removing stubborn stains." "But coach, it's permanent marker. You'll never get it out." "Trust me," I said. And so she did. I took the sweatshirt home, worked my magic, and returned it to her the next day in pristine condition. "Coach," she said, "I can't believe it. This is amazing." "I know," I said. "I am amazing, at least when it comes to laundry." I discovered my stain-removing secret weapon around 20 years ago when my sons played travel baseball. As many of you know, I live in Atlanta. We don't have normal dirt here in Georgia. We have red clay. And by the time my kids paraded across the infield to shake hands with the opposing team at the end of every game, they were covered in orange grime from head to toe. My oldest son in particular used to get so filthy that he earned the nickname Rusty. You get the picture. Now, if there's one thing you need to know about any self-respecting baseball mom, it's this. We never let our kids show up to a game with red clay stains all over their uniforms. Never. Whatever they look like after an inning or two is fine, but that uniform better look like new for first pitch. Which means we were forever scrubbing our knuckles raw in an effort to maintain high standards. I tried everything to make the job easier, pre-treating, soaking, and scrubbing, all combined with machine washing. I tried various soaps, detergents, and cleaning agents, many of which were not intended for use on clothing. One substance smelled like rotten eggs and was so caustic, it caused the metal snaps and zippers on my son's baseball pants to rust. For years, a story floated around baseball mom circles about one woman who was so desperate to get the red clay out of her son's uniform that she laid it out on her driveway and blasted it with a pressure washer. Anyway, one day, while shopping for laundry detergents, I noticed a small, unassuming bar of soap nestled on the shelf with all the other stain removers. It was wrapped in white paper with the words Fels Naphtha on it. "What the heck is Fels Naphtha?" I thought. It had an old-fashioned look about it, and it kind of reminded me of my grandmother, and I vaguely remember her scrubbing clothes with a bar of soap when I was a little girl. So I bought a bar and gave it a try, and guess what? It has been my go-to for removing all kinds of stains ever since. And if you're wondering what any of this has to do with ballroom dancing, I have two words: fake tan. Whether your favorite method for tanning is body makeup, sunless tanner, or professionally applied spray tan, I don't have to tell you the stuff gets all over the place, and it's especially hard to get out of sweaty ballroom costumes. Enter Fels Naphtha. Fels Naphtha has been around since 1893. It was first manufactured in Pennsylvania by Fels and Company and originally contained naphtha, a liquid hydrocarbon mixture that was found to be very effective on removing stains. Unfortunately, it was also discovered to be carcinogenic, but don't worry, today's Fels Naphtha no longer contains naphtha or any other harmful ingredients. The new formulation contains a safe alternative, terpene hydrocarbons, which has actually been found to increase the effectiveness of Fels Naphtha. So how does it work? It's easy. To remove stubborn fake tan, red clay, or just about any other stain from fabric, rub the soiled areas with a wet bar of Fels Naphtha until a thick white foam forms. You can use a soft bristled laundry brush designed for delicate fabrics, available of course on Amazon, to gently scrub extra stubborn stains that linger in areas like built-in bras and panties or under the arms of dresses with sleeves and on men's shirt cuffs and ring around the collar. Allow the garment to rest for 5 minutes or so and then rinse the area thoroughly with cold water until all the soap is gone and the water runs clear. For machine wash items, just toss them in the machine. For hand wash items, you've got to be sure you get all the soap out, make sure that water runs clear, and then lay them flat to dry. I also use Fels Naphtha to brighten the dancing doc's white smooth shirts that dull over time. I dissolve 1 cup of grated Fels naphtha, and yes, I use a cheese grater. I've also used a food processor, but it's a pain to clean. Okay, I'm getting sidetracked. Let's backtrack. To brighten the doc's white shirts, I completely skip the bleach and instead dissolve 1 cup of grated Fels naphtha in a sink full of warm water. I soak the shirt for about an hour and toss it in the washing machine on delicate with an extra rinse cycle. By the way, you're going to want to store the remaining grated Fels naphtha in an airtight container for later use because, trust me, you will use it later. Fels naphtha is also great for removing lip scents. You know, that lipstick that we ladies love because it stays on forever. Fels naphtha is also great for removing foundation, chocolate, coffee, red wine, and ink, all of which have somehow managed to find their way on one or more of my costumes at some point along my dance journey, so I know from experience that Fels naphtha really works on all these things. Fels naphtha is available in the laundry section of most grocery stores, at Walmart, and, of course, you guessed it, on Amazon. Thanks for tuning in today. If you're enjoying Coffee Break with the Dancing Housewife, click the share button, leave us a review, and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, keep on dancing.